إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد My dear respected brothers and elders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala When He placed us in this world, in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us without any challenge without any trial without any difficulty Every person is faced with some sort of difficulty, some sort of trial and test in his life. You will also find that a person is not tested all the time during his life. He will face a period of test. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a period of ease. And then the next test will come, a period of ease, and the next test. And so on and so forth. At this time of difficulty, at this time of trouble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also showed us the way out. Whether this person is suffering from some financial difficulty, some domestic difficulty, some difficulty and test in with regards to his deen, whatever the case may be, Allah subhanahu has the way out. Of this difficulty and this test. What is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions it in the Quran. Ibul mustarra idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answers the call of that person who is put into difficulty. He's in constraints. There's no way out for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him out of his difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes whatever the problem in his life is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this problem. We find other ayat of the Quran also indicating and teaching us that when a person is in difficulty, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this person from his difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a second juz, the ayat, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when my servants ask about me from you, then tell them, I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the person who calls out to me. That person who raises his hands in humility. He cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely answers this person's call. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. In the 24th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Rabb says to you, your Rabb says, أُدْعُونِي, call out to me. Lift your hands, shed a tear, show your humility before Allah. أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is giving the guarantee. Normally, we make ibadat, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the acceptance of it, we are unsure about it. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, call out to me, that dua will be accepted. Yes, there are certain conditions that if they are found, the dua is not accepted. For example, a person is consuming haram, he is inattentive in his duas, these things delay the acceptance of the dua. And this was also taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fulfillment of his needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes upset with this person. Take a simple example. The parent brings up the child, raises up the child. The parent has taken responsibility for providing food, clothing, shelter for this child. Likewise, if the child requires any luxury, some sweets, chocolates, whatever the case may be, the parent has taken this responsibility for providing it. One day you come home and you find your child with some clothing or some food, and you inquire for him, where has he gotten it from? Where did he receive it from? So he says, no, I went to the neighbor's house and I asked him for some clothes, I asked him for some food, whatever it is. Naturally, that father, that mother will become upset. Because you're supposed to be coming to me. I have taken responsibility for your well-being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us. From before the beginning. From the time of inception, from the time in the womb of our mother, right till the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to every need of ours. So it is only right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be unhappy if we go and stretch our hands to someone else. Stretch our hands to someone else for help. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. That the most honorable thing, the most honorable action, the most loved action in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua, supplication, and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salam are our role models. And if we look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right until the final messenger of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the lives of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And the Quran is replete with examples of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. This was a speciality. Whenever they were faced with any difficulty, they would resort to dua and making and supplication and humbling themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the example of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam is living in Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a spouse, Hawa alayhi salam. They are both living very comfort of Jannat. The only one command is don't eat from the fruit of this tree. Shaitan, Iblis deceives them. Adam alayhi salam forgets the command of Allah and he and Hawa alayhi salam eat from this tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expels both of them from Jannah. That now you have to leave, you cannot stay here. Adam alayhi salam has so much of regret, so much of remorse. He's always making the dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَ رَبَّ. Oh Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We had wronged. We made a mistake. You commanded us to not to consume from this tree. We made a mistake. We went and did it. Oh Allah, we had oppressed ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you do not forgive us, if you do not shower us with your mercy and your kindness, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be from the losers. We will be at a great loss. There will be nothing left for us. So Adam alayhi salam, our father, he is teaching us already that when you're in a problem, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he's calling his people for hundreds of years. Inni da'awtu qawmi laylaw wa nahara, falam yazidhum du'ahi illa firara. Wa inni kullama da'awtuhum litaghfira lahum, ja'alu asabi'ahum fi adanihim, wastakshaw thiyabahum wa asarru wastakbaru istikbara. He says, I call them day and night. Day and night I am calling them. I calling them in public, calling them in private, one on one, in groups. I'm trying everything to call them. But every time it's just turning them away, further and further away from the truth. So after a while, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he sees that now they're trying to harm him, they are trying to hurt him, they are trying to cause trouble for him. So he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. That, oh Allah, remove, لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ مِنَ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, leave not a single home of these disbelievers on the face of this earth. Wipe each and every one of them. Because if you, any one of them is left, he'll end up misguiding the others. The believers, they'll end up misguiding them. And their progeny will be same like them. Ungrateful, sinful souls who will not accept the truth. So Allah, the only thing is to wipe all of them out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him, build the ark, build the ship. And then we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him and wipes everyone else out. So Nuh alayhi salam also turned to dua. We find Ayyub alayhi salam, he was patience, embodiment of patience and sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially blessed him with lots and lots of wealth, riches, land, slaves, wealth, unbelievable, 70 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tested him through sickness. Of his body was affected with some sickness, except his heart and his tongue. He used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A foul odor, foul smell used to come out of his body. And people could not tolerate this. His family left him, his neighbors left him, his townsmen left him. They took him and they placed him at the dump site on the outskirts of the town. His wife used to go every day and tend to his needs. See that he eats, see that he's clean, whatever his needs were. And after some time, when he sees his wife also can't bear the difficulty, it's become too much. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. When Ayyub alayhi salam called out to his Rabb, called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. Oh Allah, I'm afflicted with some pain, with some difficulty. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. He praises Allah. Praising a generous person, this is actually asking from him. Sana'ul Kareem dua. A person praises a wealthy person. Say, hey, Allah Ta'ala blessed you with so much. asking. So yeah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the praises of Allah. Oh Allah, you are most merciful. This means, oh Allah, shower us with your mercy. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. We are saying, oh Allah, forgive. Ayyub alayhi salam is afflicted with this sickness. And he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنَ الضُّرِّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَ لِلْعَابِدِينَ. So we remove that difficulty from Ayyub alayhi salam. We cure him of all the sicknesses that we had afflicted him with. And we give him back, he lost all his family, we give him back his family. Not only that, we give him double how much children he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him double of that after them. So this was Ayyub alayhi salam that turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus alayhi salam, he's calling his people, inviting his people to Allah. They are not listening, they are not taking heed, not accepting the message of Tawheed. So until he senses that the punishment of Allah will come, so he warns them that the punishment of Allah is imminent. It is close. You have 3 days. And fearing that the punishment of Allah will come, he leaves the town. Wa dhan noon, the person of the fish, Yunus alayhi salam. إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا, when he left the town in anger. So he leaves the town. Now the people get serious. They say, look at this. He warned us of the punishment and he leaves. This means that punishment is going to come. So all of them turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men, the women, the children, the animals, they separate the young from the mothers. So there's difficulty. That young, the calf, the lamb, it will cry for milk out of hunger, out of difficulty. And perhaps this would attract the mercy of Allah. So the whole town starts crying in total humility and submission to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns that punishment away from them. My dear respected brothers and elders, this is a lesson. This was the Nabi of Allah at that time, warning his people of the punishment of Allah. That punishment is about to come. But through their dua, through tawbah, through istighfar, through showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that humility, that submission, turning to Allah in repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned that punishment away from them. Many times we see, we had floods earlier in the year. Last year we had the riots. Every coming day we see some challenge. We are faced with some challenge. Some poverty, crime, this, that, local, international. Every year there's news coming. This problem, this problem, this problem, that problem. My dear respected brothers and elders, let us take a lesson from the people of Yunus alayhi salam. When they turn to Allah in tawbah and repentance, that punishment which was about to come, that was averted. Allah Ta'ala took that punishment away. So if we turn to Allah in repentance, in tawbah and istighfar, whatever conditions we are facing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn all those conditions away. So Yunus alayhi salam, he leaves the town, he sees the punishment has not come. So that the custom in those days was that if anyone is caught speaking a lie, he is put to death. So he's scared. I told him about the punishment and no punishment came. Perhaps they will call me a liar. They think I was speaking a lie and they will put me to death. So he decides to flee. He boards a boat. And as he's traveling on this boat, there's choppy waters. There's difficulty. And they figure out there's too much, the load is too much on the boat. So someone needs to go. So they draw lots. The first time Yunus alayhi salam's name comes out, they realize he's a pious person. They can't throw him overboard. So they say, okay, let's draw lots a second time. Second time his name comes out. He gets ready to jump. They say, no, we can't. Third time he draws lots. His name comes out again. So he says, I have no option. I have to go. So he jumps into the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands a fish to come and swallow him, like a capsule. To come and swallow him, not to eat him. This is not your nourishment, this is not your food. It is a test for him. So there is in the belly of the fish, in the darkness of the fish, darkness of the water, darkness of the night. وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ He calls out to Allah in the darknesses. أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ Oh Allah, there is no ilah besides you. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you. Subhanak, you are free from all faults. Inni kuntu minal zalimeen. I am from the oppressors. I am from the ones who did wrong. I was at fault, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately commands that fish to let him go. The Quran mentions, had Nabi Yunus alayhi salam not made tasbih and remembered Allah, not read the dua, he would have remained in the belly of the fish until the day of Qiyamah. And this is the dua, Allah, la ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ahadith indicate that this is the Ismi Azam. This is that name of Allah, which a person makes dua, and his dua will be readily accepted. Nabi alayhi salatu salam also mentioned that the one who makes dua with the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, it will be accepted. We should have a habit of reading this, La ilaha ikuntu min al-zalimeen. We will draw the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. We find Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when he leaves, when he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to go to Fir'aun. He's going to Fir'aun to call Fir'aun and to invite Fir'aun. So there also he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. That, oh Allah, open my bosom, open my chest. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri. Oh Allah, make my matter easy for me. And he had a stutter. Oh Allah, open my tongue so that they will understand my speech. When he leaves the palace of Fir'aun and he leaves Egypt, he comes and he's in the wilderness. He doesn't have anything. So he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ Oh my Allah, I am totally dependent. I am totally in need of the good that you sent down to me. Who is not in need of the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Each and every one of us. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdak la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Every morning, every evening we're reading the dua. Oh Allah, this morning, whatever benefit, whatever blessing I am enjoying, not only me, but every single creation in this world is enjoying, it is from you alone, no one else. So Musa alayhi salam is making this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a spouse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a job. He gets married to the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam, and he gets some employment and some work there. And thus we find in the life of every Nabi, especially in the life of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kitabs, we find in the kitabs of Sirat, that we'll find du'as for every moment of the day. From the time your eyes open, till the time your eyes close, there's some du'a which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. You wake up, there's a du'a. You're entering the toilet, before entering the toilet there's a dua. Leaving the toilet there's a dua. Before wudu, after wudu, during wudu. Leaving the home, entering the home. Boarding the vehicle, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, going towards the Fajr Salah, there's a dua. There's a dua for almost every occasion. These are the duas which we need to learn. And we need to learn the meaning also. And make this dua with some meaning, some feeling. Then we will draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls to the people of Taif to invite them towards Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this was the most difficult day, the worst reception I ever received. from the Arabs was the day of Taif. So after that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam leaves Taif and he settles down in a garden in an orchard. And there he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ilayka ashku du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani an nas. And he shows his humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the battlefield of Badr, he sees his army ill-equipped. They had left Medina Munawwara to waylay a caravan, not to have a full-out battle in a war. The Quraysh, 1,000 strong, fully equipped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his hut and he makes dua, excessive dua. He's crying to such an extent that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu feels sorry for him. And he's making dua, Allahumma anjizli ma wa'attani. Oh Allah, what you have promised me, give me that. You had promised me your help. Grant me that help today on this battlefield of Badr. Oh Allah, if today these 300 people are wiped out, these 300 sahaba are wiped out, la tu'bad fil ard, there won't be anyone to worship you on the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that victory. So the lesson we learn from the lives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, these are our role models. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow them. And we find the Quran is filled with the examples of how when they were faced with some difficulty, some trial, some test in their lives, the first thing they did was they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, in supplication. They shed tears. They showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out of this difficulty and trial. As the ayat of the Quran, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. That mustar, that person is in difficulty. He's stuck between a hard place and a rock. He has nowhere to turn to. He raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah who will take him out of this difficulty and remove him from this problem. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq, the ability to always turn to him in dua and in times of difficulty, and also to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, in tawbah, as the people of Yunus alayhi salam did, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all types of calamities and punishments. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.